Welcome.
And welcome to this week's Mungle Show. I am Matt Mungle. Always appreciate you hanging out with us as we talk about what we're watching on the big screen, little screen, entertainment, and more. For everything we do, check out mungleshow.com. And joining me, as always, from thischicksflicks.com, it is Susan Kamyop-Stevens.
Hey.
So we're going to talk a lot about this week, what we're watching, obviously. I want to get into some other shows that we have been binging that we didn't get a chance last week to talk about. Or do you want to leap off? What do you want to start with this time around?
Oh, gosh. Let me look at what you had sent. I mean, I almost feel like we need to start with the, well, you know what? We should start with the breaking news of the new Bachelorette.
Yes, I think so.
Just because that was literally announced yesterday, and it was, I had so many people reaching out to me about that.
Because you're the go-to. That's the first person I thought of. I'm like, who is this girl? Let me text Susan.
And like so many is like five. I feel like there's like literally like five, but that feels like a lot, you know?
Right.
Or like, but it is a lot when it's like the same thing and it's like, did you see this? And like, let me tell you about her or whatever. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, they announced that the new Bachelorette, which they kind of did a switch up because everyone thought they were going to be announcing the new Bachelor because we thought the Bachelorette was like they were skipping or something. Mm-hmm. And then they switched it on us and they announced a Bachelorette because they were talking about like predictions for the Bachelor. And literally the day before they announced it, they narrowed it down to four women. And I was like, whoa, okay. And it was like Susie. I don't know if you ever watched, I can't remember if you watched, maybe you watched Clayton season. She was the one who won Clayton season.
They all run together.
I know, you probably wouldn't remember anyways. Rachel Kirkconnell, who was Matt James's pick and had a pretty epic breakup with him. Maria, you should remember Maria because you loved her on Joey's season.
Yeah, I follow Maria.
Of course you do.
I mean, because she's very entertaining. So
sure.
I have
to make sure she's that's doing okay. Okay, if that's what you want to say. And then this girl from Mormon Lives, Wives, whatever, Taylor Frankie Paul is her name.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they announced that it's her, that she's the one, which I mean, Maria probably would be an interesting pick if they would have picked her because I think she's pretty spicy.
She is, and she's very all over the place. I don't know. I mean, that's fun. It's fun to watch. It's fun to be friends with. It's like the person that you like to hang out with at parties because you don't know what's going to happen. But when mm-hmm. it comes down to a nitty gritty of, okay, let's be serious and do this, I don't know if she's the best pick.
Well, and on top of that, she's got 589,000 followers, which is a lot, but it's nothing compared to this Taylor Frankie mm-hmm. Paul girl. She's in the millions.
Yeah, because that show is so popular. The Real Housewives, Real Mormons, Housewives, whatever that show is.
Whatever, Mormon Wives.
Mormon Wives, yes.
And yeah, so, but she does come with some messiness as far as, I mean, not that this part isn't messy, but she has three kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that's already, she's 31 years old, three kids. That's already a huge, like, commitment for, I'll be interested to see what guys, because guys are now signing up knowing she's the Bachelorette.
Right. Which we talked about is smart. They need to know who it is before they sign up. Always. Well,
they learned after Jen season, they were tired of these guys being like, I thought it was going to be Maria or Daisy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, you know who you're signing up for. And, but on top of that, she's got a soft swinging background. I don't know if you read up on this. Her and her ex-husband would soft swing. Essentially, that means that you're allowed to do just everything but penetration.
Right.
So, and maybe watching. So that's that. I literally learned about that yesterday because of this announcement. And
thank you, Google.
Other podcasts I was listening, and my best friend told me about it. She was, cause she loves Mormon Wives or whatever. She mm-hmm. watches. So she was like, she likes the girl. And then there's also some domestic, violence disputes against her, mm-hmm. like with her ex boyfriend or something like that. So She's got some, and then supposedly she can be like, but the positives on her is that she's really honest. She takes accountability, and people like her. They really do. I mean, I had someone reach out to me like first thing in the morning and said, I guess I'm gonna watch Bachelorette because it's her. So.
Our daughter Katie loves the Mormon Wives show, and it's interesting. She hasn't said much about what she thinks about her being the Bachelorette. I think Kaden, our daughter, is just kind of over the franchise. I think she's a little like us. She's gotten frustrated with the last few seasons, but she's like, "Eh, it doesn't matter who it is. I'm kind of over that show."
You
So
don't think
I'm thinking something needs to be to re revitalize the Bachelor franchise.
so? Do you think she'll watch now that it's her?
I think so. I think she will, but she's going to go in very like, oh, I can't wait. You know, it's not going to be that thing. It's going to be like, okay, I'll check it out and see how it goes, and we'll see what happens. So she's not just, you know, going in guns blazing. Now, as a longtime Bachelor franchise fan, has there is it odd to pick somebody, whether it's a Bachelor or Bachelorette, that hasn't been on a previous show? Do they usually go outside the box and just grab somebody from another show? It seems odd.
That's how they did it in the past. The original like bachelors that they did in the past, they would just pick these like kind of semi I mean they did some from the other things with like Andrew Firestone, who's like part of the Firestone company or whatever. Like there were some that were just like random celebrity, like some sort of there was like a Baldwin, I think that was one
Oh,
time the bachelor.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah, so they have done it, but I think then they saw that there was more success, that people liked someone who was heartbroken from the last season to be the lead. But the problem was somewhere along the way they stopped having, they were just picking poorly. Like I feel like I mean, again, like when they picked Joey, that was amazing. I even thought Zach was a good bachelor. I like Zach. He's married to Katie. He's only one of the very few bachelors who married his pick. And so there was a good track there. Joey, like he saved the franchise. Like Joey, and then right back to that, like right after that was Golden Bachelor Jerry. And that was when it like peaked back up. But then it lost momentum again because then like Jen and Grant season did not do well. And I wouldn't say that was Jen's fault. The guys, you have to have a good group. Of like the pool has to be good, and then the lead has to be good. If those like, if you don't have that, like one or like both of them, it can't just be one or the other. It has to be both of them. So, and then Grant was just not a great bachelor, and I don't even know. Like some of his women were good, but it just wasn't. They just didn't highlight that season well. And then the last, like I'm not even excited about this Golden Bachelor. Like I feel like they pulled it randomly, and. People wanted Keith. Like they should have picked Keith. Everyone's like, you should have picked Keith. So I just think they've been making really poor decisions. This one is a little bit like respectful. So I'm like, okay, maybe this will work for the meantime. But I just don't want them to lose like the heart of the show, which is, if this turns into like a trashy dating reality series, that would bother me.
It would, and it looks like their trend is, and I understand they want a large audience at jump. So, like you said in the past, they're like, ooh, let's try to fit pick one of the fan favorites that didn't make it, and then everybody will tune in to see what they do. And now they're at the point like, okay, I feel like, anyway, I'm just guessing. I feel like they're like, well, let's find somebody with millions of followers, because if we get them, then oh, it's an instant million audience. You know, and so they're looking more about just, you know, butts in the seats more than, you know, somebody who we really think would be a great contestant, which is sad. I mean, this whole influencer, oh, just who has the most followers? Let's put them in the limelight. You know, they might be boring. They could be just lackadaisical. It could turn out to be the worst one ever, regardless of how many followers they have.
Absolutely. No, I mean there's no guarantee that this is gonna work. This is definitely a trial run. They're pulling this just thinking like let's go ahead and try picking her because she has a large following and the Mormon Wives show does really well.
But it's a different format. That's like saying, the Real Housewives show is very popular. We love watching it. There's not one person in there that I would want to put into a bachelor or bachelorette position because it's a totally different dynamic. So just because one show is very popular and somebody's from that show doesn't mean they're going to cross over. So I'll be interesting to see. I'm going to watch it, but I'm going in very timidly into this next.
I'm cautiously optimistic. That's how I feel. I want the franchise to succeed, but I agree with you. It's a different format, and what I'm worried is that because this audience wants to see love, they want to see romance. If it turns into a crapshoot, it's just it won't do well. It'll be like, no, I want to see her on that other show, not on this.
Right. And there's so many of those other just I don't shows like Love Island and Match or Batch or whatever it is. So I mean there's so many of those we don't need any more of those. The Bachelor and the Bachelorette, it was very successful because it was different and it was like almost what we predicted with the Golden Bachelor, which didn't quite work out. It's like just seeing people meet somebody and fall in love. That's what we wanted to see. We don't want trashy, ooh, drama and sensationalism. That's not what the show was about.
Yeah, and they're the original, and that's why they've been able to hold this format for so long, because they are the OG. And if you lose that, and if they do what they try to do with Gold with this Paradise this last season, they are going to fail. Like, stop, don't try to copy anybody else. And they may not be trying to do that here. They may literally just want this Taylor girl to just be a strong lead and follow their normal format, and she may have some genuine connections, and it may save the franchise.
Yeah, who knows? Another love show that has faltered and come back and forth, and we get frustrated with is Love is Blind. I want to talk about that in a little bit as we talk about that plus what we're watching. But to kind of put a pin into this new Bachelorette, what kind of guys do you think she's? I mean, I know you don't know that much about her. Who do you think is going to show up for this?
Well, the one thing I'm worried about is everyone says she had makes terrible choices with men. She picks the jerks.
Right.
So I would hope, I do want to listen to her interview with Alex Cooper that's out, because she does, the little clips I saw, she does seem like she wants to take it seriously, especially if she has three kids. So I feel like she needs like a good guy. I want older men. I want men 30 plus. She's 31. I really don't want to see any 20-year-olds, because none of those 20-year-olds are gonna take three kids seriously. So maybe another dad.
Yeah, I think that sounds like that would be the best bet is somebody who's either a divorced or widowed who's still young, but maybe has younger kids that wants to meld a family who already understands the responsibility and the commitment of children. Instead of like you said, I mean, you take some 26, 25, 26-year-old who just wants to get in there and, fall in love and go in this world and think that's not gonna happen with three kids. It's not gonna
No,
happen.
she really needs to take her kids into consideration, which I'm sure he is. I mean,
Oh, yeah, surely.
so yeah, I mean, and then a confident guy. She seems like she's really confident in herself. She's beautiful. She seems, there's a reason people like her. So she needs somebody who probably is very, very confident and isn't, but hopefully like humble too. So I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll see. And obviously, we will be talking a lot about that next season when that show premieres here on the show because it is. It's always good television. We want it to be good, but even when it's bad, it's like pizza. Even when it's bad, it's still pretty good. So,
Yeah, that's true. That's a good comparison. It's like people.
So we'll do that for sure. Love is Blind is another show, which, and the only reason I really want to segue into that is because I was thinking, here's this woman who's made bad decisions, who feels like she's never found the right guy. I mean, that is the quintessential contestant on Love is Blind. They feel like they've always made bad decisions. They want to try something different. And so I was like, well, maybe she should go on Love is Blind instead of The Bachelor, but. So UK just finished season 9 out of Colorado of Love is Blind is coming up. I can't wait for you to watch it. I've watched like the first four episodes and it has done things have happened on the show this quick that I have not seen on any other season. It is a crazy season so far.
So you like it?
Huh?
You like the new like American season in Colorado,
yeah, yeah
right?
Season. I like it. I like it a lot. One reason I like it is because there's a lot going on. I'm like, ooh, this is interesting already. Mm-hmm. This is wild. So I'm interested to see what people think about this, and we'll be talking about that. But Love is Blind UK just wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, you need to watch the reunion. You need to watch the reunion. I was like, okay. I watched the reunion and I'm like, holy cow. What happened from the last episode to the reunion? Because it was utter chaos.
It was insane. And I think I told you this too, is that it was already late at night. And I was like, I'm just going to lay here and I'm just going to watch just a little bit of the reunion. I'm just going to start it. I was thinking I was going to watch like the first 10 minutes. I was so exhausted.
Same.
And I was just like playing in that first couple. The first couple starts and there is that line where they're like, so how's your marriage? And she was like, what marriage?
I know.
And I was like, what? It was off the rails after that. It was completely like.
It was. And I don't know if the producers like really coached them, but it's like they're sitting on the couch. They come out and you don't get any inclination that anything's wrong. They show this clip of what happens after the marriage and they both said, I do. And they go on this honeymoon and then they just, it's knives out, man. I'm like, it's like. The fact that they were able to sit there and sell it for the first 5-6 minutes of the show was crazy. Because when they start fighting, man, it's like insane.
Well, I caught on to the first couple just because she, what was her name? Sarva?
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She was so clinging on to the edge of the couch. Like almost in a point to be like, get away from me. Like her body language seemed very much like, I am not near this man. She was the only one I thought maybe based on her body language that I was like, she seems like she's really clinging on to that side. So then when she said that, but I didn't expect her to say that, especially after they showed the video and then everything that came out afterwards. Wow. He seems like a jerk.
He does seem like a jerk. And
what's
we talked
about Cal.
Yeah, Cal. We joked about this when we were watching it. He seems like he would be some kind of assassin in a Stallone movie or something.
Oh, I could see that.
But, you know, he did come up as a jerk. I'd like to take into consideration, because American culture is so different than other countries. And a lot of times what comes off as rudeness or stoicism or anything else, it's just culture. So there was a part of me, especially when they were talking to his brother, and his brother was like, he always does this. He self-destructs even when he finds love. It's like a part of me was like, you handled it completely wrong. Obviously, there's no reason why you should have handled it the way you did and how you broke up. But there's a part of me that's like, you know, I'm sure that wasn't the intent when he went on the show. I think he really had good intentions, but he just self-imploded. I'm not sure.
I will say that. I will say that I think him and the other guy that didn't make his marriage last, I do believe that both of them meant what they said when they said yes at the altar. I don't think they went into it thinking like, I will give them the credit that they would have just said no if they really felt like it was a no. And they wanted to make it work. But I do think both of those guys should not have gone on the show, and they are far from being ready to ever. I mean, I don't even know if they should ever marry again.
Yeah,
but
you're talking about Billy from Ireland.
Billy, yeah, that one I was shocked. I thought they were still together. I was like, what?
Same. I know, and just the little things of, you know, when you watched it, you're like, okay, maybe they're just editing. And he had a problem with her being a flight attendant,
cabin crew.
You know, and traveling, but he travels too. So he seemed like he would be used to that. And then, you know, he had a lot of rules about food and, you know, but you need to be a little bit flexible. You can't go onto a show like this or into a relationship period and be that rigid. There has to be give and take. And like you just nailed it perfectly. I don't think either one of them should be married ever.
What bothers me with both of them, and they said, the women said, it's like they took notes and they like egged each other on. I don't think that they, I don't like when they said that their excuses were, they just like, literally they both just said, I stopped loving you, essentially.
Right. Which means you never
Which is such a cop-out excuse, I think. Because at this point in their marriage, like, it makes no sense. You knew exactly who you were saying yes to dump them, like, 3 months later. This isn't like somebody who's been married for whatever, however many years, and they just fell out of love. This is like, you knew what you said yes to. It doesn't make any sense. That's where it bothers me. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't know. That really bothers me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is that. And let's say this really feel like I can change and I can do this, but then they get into it and they just fall into the rut, which is always the telling point is when they get off the show or off the show and back home into real life. Because that's when the rubber meets the road right there, is when real life happens and the decisions happen. And I thought she was great. I mean, she seemed like the most gracious, loving person. I mean, Billy would have been so blessed to have her. And I think he felt that. I think he knew that. But, you know, knucklehead guys as we are, we always tend to sabotage. So anyway, they didn't make it. So the only people left are the dancer and pretty boy.
Yeah. What was his name again? Kiernan and Megan. Kiernan and Megan.
Yeah.
And I love how they're like, please tell us that you guys are still doing it. And I love what he said. He's like, let me start by how hot my wife looks tonight. And I was just like, thank God.
Yeah.
I would have been floored if they were broken up, because the way that they were, they seriously had no problems. They just seemed like they had a blast. Like, there was no real issue. I think there was, like, for a glimmer there, he was just ready for her to say, I love you. And then she did, and they were perfect.
Yeah.
So,
you know, and again, we've joked about it. Love's not blind. So the fact that they're both kind of hot, they were like, you know, we scored. There's no way that you can say, well, that has nothing to do with it. That has a little bit to do with it.
Oh, look. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say, honestly, though, all these couples, I personally, the men that dumped their women, they're the ones that got, like, leveled up.
Right. It's like King of Queens. Yeah. It's like, come on, Kevin James. What, you ain't gonna dump her? Come on.
Yeah. No, for real. Yeah. Well, like Cal, are you kidding me? His girl, like Sarova, she looks like a model.
She is so
beautiful. And I forgot the girl's name that I liked that was with Billy, but she's super cute, you know? Okay. Like Billy.
Bubbly and fun and supportive and has like a great attitude. She's not just all whiny and bitchy all the time. And
no, and Billy, I'm sorry, Billy, but have you seen yourself? Like, I mean, I'm sorry, both of you guys. Like, it's just very confusing to me.
I know.
Of course, I was very wrong about Kiernan. He was the best dude, and good for him. He was together. Yeah. And then besides that, the shock of that, all the other stuff was like drama too. It just seemed like, you know, then they were hashing out the couples that didn't work out. And I just have to point out that dude, I forget his name, but the one that they showed him like flirting with Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
You were flirting with Sophie. I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
He tried to laugh that off and be like, he just laughed. He's like, you know, I'm a funny guy. I joke. And I love that the host was like, was that joking or was that flirting?
Right. Yeah. There's a big difference. Guys know when they're flirting and when they're just being jokey and fun. Yeah. There was, you know, there was some flirting going on. He wasn't ready in a relationship either. And I think he just, as pretty and fun as she was, he just wasn't attracted to her. And when that initial attraction isn't there, they're not going to follow suit. They're not going to pursue it. They're just not.
Yeah, that was it. He wasn't attracted to her. He was more attracted to like Sophie or that other girl that was there. Mm-hmm. He likes like a sexier look, I think. And Sophie, especially, like she's talking about what her panties about to show. And he was saying like, you bring bad and like, where do you live? Like all this stuff. I was like, dude, what is, that is not, I was like,
She was a little bit to blame. I mean, I can't blame Sophie 100% because she wasn't in a relationship, but she.
No, for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm blaming the dude.
Right, but she knew what she was doing too. There was you know, there's been times when, you know, you have seen like single women come up to married guys or guys in a relationship and you're like, whoa, you know what is going on right here? Is this like you're trying to prove something or
yes,
save face? So I don't know if she just felt like, I don't know, for the show she had to save face and be able to just, I don't know what it was, but there was something about that that was a little bit manipulative. I felt like
I think she was trying to prove something. I think she was trying, because at that little reunion thing, she first came out with trying to be like, I'm not attracted to Kiernan. Thank God that didn't work out. Like, because I would want a much harder, hotter guy. And then she seemed to think that one dude was hot anyways. And I think she wanted to prove to herself, like, see, this is, it's okay. I got rejected by that dude, but this is who I'd want. And I could get him if I want him.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, as always, Love is Blind is just, it's, you never know what's going to happen. I still don't think Love is Blind. I just don't. It's just not. Maybe it is. I don't know.
I don't necessarily think it is, but I will say I didn't think I was going to watch another season of the UK. I got sucked in and it still entertains me, and I'm going to attempt I really hope. Right now, UK is still like a little bit more interesting to me. Well, I don't know. I'm hoping this new season of the Colorado one.
Yeah. It's funny. We talked about this on the season one of the UK. It's just different. It's different cultural-wise. It's different personality-wise. What I love about the UK version, I haven't watched the French version. I think there's even another version.
I'm not doing another version. It's just those two.
But I just love the whole culture thing. Like, I wasn't familiar with, wasn't it the whole Indian Pakistani thing that was the issue? I didn't know that culture was so like at odds. And so it's interesting to me to watch the cultures. And when they talk about different areas over there, it's different than here. It's not like you ever hear somebody like, oh, I'm from Oregon, I can't date anybody in Idaho.
Right.
Exactly. We don't get that at all. So
yeah.
So it's very interesting. I love watching that aspect of it. Because then when you, like, right on the heels of that, I started watching season 9, which is coming out here in a few weeks. And I was just like, man, Americans are just so different. We're just so, we're so superficial and so,
yes,
we're so, I say we as a culture, I'm guilty of it too. We get so self-absorbed into stuff and image, and I don't know. It's just different. It's just different. The conversations and everything else, but I don't know. It's interesting, but I'm excited for you to watch season 9 and get into it, because there are some, like I said, some crazy stuff that happens.
And I will say too, the one thing I've noticed about the UK compared to the US is there, I feel like UK's drama is always so much more classy. like it doesn't get as like the US one gets so like the drama can get like hilarious, but like a little, just I don't know, it's not even trashy, it's just like I like, compared to like you wouldn't hear someone in the UK say that they look like Megan Fox, right? And then like or like, and then go and then they fight, like the fights that those two had, that couple from that US one, okay, Jimmy and whatever Megan Fox, that those fights were some of the most entertaining fights, but like, it's so US. Like, I just could never say, she's just like, make me feel uncomfy. Like, what? Like, there's no way. There's no way those US people or the UK people would say that.
Yeah. And it's funny you say that, because originally the new movie, The Roses, is in theaters. And when I was writing my review, this one has British characters. You have Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch. The couple in the movie are from England, but the original has Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner. Mm-hmm. And watching them fight in the original and watching Benedict and Olivia fight in the new one, I even said that in my review. It's like when British and English people do it and fight, it still seems very classy and very polite. Like, their arguments are polite. It's funny.
Yeah.
The two dynamics. So yeah, I see your point exactly. It's like the fights with people from other countries, there's still like a element of respect or something.
Yeah. I think the feistiest fight out of this season of UK was literally Sarova and Cal on the couch. Mm-hmm. Like, even Barda and her guy never got, like, you would have thought that would have been like, it's just like, again, just very respectful.
Yes, it is. It's just funny. And I know you don't watch Downton Abbey, but it's funny. They talk about that in Downton Abbey a lot, where it's like the king and queen are coming. He's like, would it be very common for me to be excited? You know, like he can't even show excitement, because that would seem like something a commoner would do, to show any kind of excitement or emotion. So It's just funny. So, yeah. So Netflix Love is Blind train keeps rolling on. We thought it'd be done a long time ago, but it's still clicking. Before we get into what we're watching, a very big announcement that I felt big only because there is a huge sect of people who love to watch Jeopardy. And until now, without cable, it was impossible to watch Jeopardy. It was nowhere. Like, you would have thought at like Jeopardy.com, they would show it even a day later. But if you didn't have cable, you could not watch it. There were some YouTube sites that would record it and put it up there. And then a couple of days later, YouTube would pull it down, but you'd have a chance to see it. So it was almost impossible to watch Jeopardy if you were a Jeopardy fan and not have cable. Well, now it's streaming on Peacock. So every day, 5 days a week, you can watch all the new versions of Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune on Peacock, which like
I said, the old ones or just the new ones?
I don't know if you can go back and watch the old ones. Maybe they are going to archive some of the old ones, but you can definitely watch the daily Jeopardies, which is so huge for Jeopardy fans to be able to finally get back into that. So I just wanted to kind of mention that because it, you know, we're out there as Jeopardy people who miss it and want to watch it every day. So, so what are you watching? So we've mentioned a lot of stuff about reality shows, but what are you digging deep into and watching these days?
Which makes me wonder if they're bringing back the, because I really have no desire to watch the smart people Jeopardy, the pop culture one. I would definitely watch again.
Even the Celebrity Jeopardy is funny because the Celebrity Jeopardy, they really have to dumb it down. And it's fun to watch. Yeah. So even the real, not the pop culture one, but the one with celebrities that Ken Jennings hosts, if you ever get a chance to watch that, it's very entertaining. So. And you'll get most of the questions right. So you don't sit there and feel like you're not Jeopardy quality.
Okay. If you say so. but what am I feel like I'm watching a lot. So obviously I'm watching The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Yep.
It's why we don't do this on Wednesday night. The finale is next Wednesday. I'm so excited. I know I've said this before, but it's just completely sparked the kid in me, like every time I get to watch this. And I am winding down a little bit just because I think it's because once they did the last three episodes, it's based off a book series, so the last three episodes of this season is off book. It's going a little bit off what she wrote in the book, but she's adding a lot, so the excitement is just, I guess it's just fizzling down. I think I'm just really anxious for the final episode now. But it is a drama. It is cheesy. It's, you know, if you were a fan of shows like Gossip Girl and the OC and stuff, and you still like that kind of stuff, then it's very nostalgic. One of my friends called it that. And I was like, that's totally what it is. It's just nostalgic of a teen drama that I would have watched as, you know, a kid. So
awesome.
That's one I'm watching. I started watching The Paper on Peacock. And it's fine. It is getting better. I will say Trevor's just kind of like watching in the background now. He watched the first two. He's not like, he wasn't hooked. I wasn't quite yet. I would say the first two episodes were like, okay, it's getting better. I think I'm on, I'm going to start episode 6. There's 10. And they already got renewed for season 2. I think Domhnall Gleeson is really great.
I like him.
I really like him in this role. I think he fits it. He does a really good balance of, he's not stupid. Like, he's not like Steve Carell or anything like that, which they completely explain what's happened to Dunder Mifflin. Oscar is playing Oscar. He's doing great. All the other characters are finding their groove. They're getting better. It's just a little hard right now to like click with them just yet, but I can definitely finish it. I'll probably just continue it, but I'm waiting for it to get like hilarious. I'm waiting.
Gotcha.
You know, first season of The Office, first season of Parks and Rec, those are not their strongest. So maybe it just takes a while to find their footing, but solid.
Okay.
Are you going to watch or no?
I think so. I am. I was really timid to go in because I'm a huge fan of The Office and Elementary and Parks and Rec. So I didn't know if I wanted another one, but I'm gonna give it a shot.
Finish Bachelor in Paradise. That is done. Again, just, I think that they should either cancel or go back to the original format. It was still a lot of couples came out of it, so that was nice.
Sure.
And then I want to make sure I'm not missing like the shows. I feel like I'm forgetting something. Like I said, we are going to watch Peacemaker, but we're waiting for that to build up. Gen V is coming September 17th.
Nice.
That build up as well, but we are excited for that one. So a lot of great series are coming. I did watch, I don't know if I had watched it yet, but I did watch the Wrong Paris. Yeah, so that was good. I will say I did get to interview the cast as well this week. So that'll be out tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, that one, that's a fun one. That movie comes out tomorrow as well. And I just talking about The Bachelor, it's a fun little take that they do on that. What other movies are there? I feel like there's like, oh, we streamed, we streamed the one Friendship.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a mess, I thought.
Yes, it was. I wish it was funnier. Like, I think that it was just too awkward. And I think the guy was so unlikable that I thought I was going to feel worse for him. I was more just like, you are not the best. Like, I mean, you're very frustrating.
Yeah.
But
it was all over the place, I felt.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I watched Highest to Lowest, and it's on, if you have Apple TV Plus, that's, you can watch that. And I have mixed feelings about that one too. I don't know if you're going to watch it.
I am. I'm a fan of Denzel, so it's on my list to watch.
Yeah. What about you?
Same things. Again, we finished Dexter Resurrection on Paramount Plus. I recommend everybody watch it, even if you never watched Original Sin. Probably Dexter Resurrection is the best one, I feel, so far in the entire series. Other than that, I'm watching Wednesday. It took a hiatus mid-season, which was odd. But it's back, and so I'm loving it. I know it's faltering a little bit. People aren't really, finding the groove maybe like they did in season one, but it's still very much the Wednesday that we love. And Gaga hasn't showed up yet because she's going to show up late in the second part of the season. So that's still coming. So that's really good. So we're loving that for sure. I feel like there's some other stuff that we are watching. I haven't started Only Murders in the Building yet. I want to start that, but I'm going to let it build up a little bit. As you mentioned, watched Friendship. And that was okay. Task kicked off on HBO Max. I've watched the entire season. It is amazing. But it comes out every Sunday. So if you want to kind of watch that on Sundays on HBO Max, if you like those heavy dramas that HBO loves to do, then that's a really good choice. Other than that, ready for the new Downton Abbey movie?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. But there's a lot of stuff streaming, a lot of stuff in theaters. Real quick, I don't know if we have time. It might cut us off, but Long Walk is out. Thumbs up, thumbs down on that?
Thumbs up, but hard watch, but worth it.
Yeah. Especially, your husband loved the book, right?
Favorite Stephen King novel is that one for him.
Yeah. So that one's out in theaters as well. Check out Susan's socials. Follow her on Instagram to see all those. Plus, thischicksflicks.com for everything we do. It's mungleshow.com. And we'll be back next week to talk more about the little screen, the big screen, entertainment, and more.